The Department of Homeland Security has a new idea to help prepare the public in the event of a terrorist attack. The plan does not involve color-coded warnings or instructions to law enforcement agencies. This is a different kind of idea. It is fluffier and more huggable. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports on the new Department of Homeland Security mascot.
Early last week, Department of Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge was criticized by some for the timing of a terror warning he issued. "He's just trying to defend you people," National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice all but insisted on Meet the Press last week.
Tom Ridge is out there to tell the American people that there is a vulnerability, that there is a threat, and that they need to be vigilant.
But the Department of Homeland Security has realized that Ridge can't be out there all by himself. Or even if he could, small children don't find him nearly cuddly enough. So they've come up with an idea for a mascot to sell terrorism preparedness to children between the ages of 8 and 12. The Department of Homeland Security isn't planning to unveil the mascot until September, but they have put the idea for a mascot naming contest into the Federal Register for an open comment period. I asked for comments from Josh Schloss, U.S. Director of Operations for the IMC, the International Mascot Corporation.
When you think of Reddy, and I'm just going off the top of my head right now, but I mean, I think of a rabbit as always Reddy.
Reddy Rabbit.
Or something.
Yeah, there you go.
Like there's Reddy Rabbit.
But there's not Reddy Rabbit, nor is there Duct Tape Duck or Petey, the perpetually prepared panda. The breed of mascot has already been decided on, according to Susan Neely, Director of Communications for the Department of Homeland Security.
We, you know, asked kids what they thought might be a good mascot, and they've all seemed to be focusing on a shepherd. There's a breed of called an American Shepherd, and he's also can be seen as a close cousin of McGruff, who is the crime-fighting dog. And if you think about fighting terrorism, fighting crime, there's a lot of similarities there.
Here's one similarity between McGruff and the American Shepherd. Neither one actually exists.
The American Shepherd is not a breed that I have heard of.
Gina DiNardo-Lash is a spokesperson for the American Kennel Club.
We register a German Shepherd dog and an Australian Shepherd. And doing a little research, I saw that there is a breed out there that's not an American Kennel Club breed called the North American Shepherd, but that's just kind of like a small version of the Australian Shepherd that we register.
Even the name North American Shepherd is a point of dispute. But breeder Kelly Snyder of Blue Oaky Kennels in Lincoln, Nebraska, says there's currently a truce between the factions of the Shepherd community.
Well, there was two clubs. There was the North American Shepherds, and then there was the Australian Miniature Shepherds. Eventually, they became one club, and now it's called the North American Miniature Australian Shepherd Club of the United States of America.
The American Kennel Club denies recognition to whatever you call these dogs, but no one's calling them American Shepherds, except the Department of Homeland Security. But why? Is the American Shepherd a canine version of the Freedom Fry? Susan Neely of the Department of Homeland Security says she's no dog expert, but others in the department have told her there is such a thing as an American Shepherd.
My dog friends here who know about them say there's Belgian Shepherds and German Shepherds and American Shepherds. And, of course, this is about preparing the United States, so I think we'll have an American Shepherd.
As to what to name the specific dog of mysterious pedigree, that's what the naming contest is for. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.